Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Siskiyou settlers depended heavily on wagon construction and associated foundries. Louis Fafa built the wagon and furniture factory in Etna, which was expanded in 1877 by F.W. France and Albert Wallace. In addition to wagons and wheels, the company supplied wood products, including doors, sashes, and moldings. The Jackson brothers built a furniture and woodworking shop in Wairika that furnished wagon parts. A Mr. Shepherd built an early machine shop in Wairika that burned down in 1864. After he rebuilt it, he sold it to Lawton and Skinner, who reopened it as the Wairika Iron Works in March 1870 on the corner of Lane and Second Streets. It burned in Wairika's Great Fire of 1871, was rebuilt, and burned again in June 1881. Rebuilt again, that time of brick, the ironworks served the community for many years. Gilbert Lanfear built a rather unique pail and tub factory at Strawberry Valley, which would later become known as Sisson and then Mount Shasta City. Farmers, laborers, and farm women bought its products. Today's episode of As It was written by Gail Fiorini Jenner, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.